You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Bayer on ABC Radio Canberra.
Run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang. Go.
Now, joining me once a month in the studio, Chief Executive of the National Capital Authority, Sally Barnes. Sally, good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Lish.
Now, the National Capital Authority, if people aren't familiar with the NCA, it's like a city within a city. You manage a big part of this precious heart of Canberra, the parliamentary triangle. And right now, there's so much happening. People just have to drive around, ride around, walk around. There's plans of new statues and lakeside food outlets and seaplanes and how to manage the pesky rabbit. You were asked about it yesterday at a parliamentary hearing. What's the problem and what's the NCA? Did the NCA ever thought they'd have to be managing pests?
Well, we're a land owner and a land manager, like a lot of places, people in Canberra. But as you've been talking this morning, nature has just popped. You know, rain, grass, weeds, managing a dam, and the rabbits' numbers have exploded, which isn't unusual. They sort of go up and down regularly. And we've got obligations, and they're a pest. So we've got obligations as a land owner to manage those. And the best way to do it is to work with other land, our neighbours. So we work with people like Defence, ACT Government, Parliament House, ANU, and we work together on how we can control the pesky wabbits.
Oh, the pesky wabbits. I tell you what, And whenever we've spoken about rabbits in the past, it's really hard to find who the Minister for Rabbits is in the ACT government. It seems that it's sort of a no man's land. How do you manage that population together? Because,
well, it is up to the actual landowners and the land managers. So what you do is you get the groups together, you do a like sort of rabbit management program, you look at the high rabbit areas where they're impacting. So you do a bit of a risk assessment where they're impacting on key vegetation or the public or whatever. And then you piggyback on on various programs. So we've done programs with the ANU, we've worked with Defence, definitely the ACT government.
And Defence sounds big to bring in for the rabbit.
Yeah, bringing the big guns. That's terrible. But you really have to, because as all landowners know, you know, the pests don't know any boundaries. So you can control them in your little part of the world. And our part is pretty small compared to some of the others. But if you're not working together, it's not going to work. So all of us have worked on a range of things from getting rid of the burrows, fumigation, through to, you might have noticed that next to King's Avenue Bridge, we've stripped out the junipers because that's where they were living. We don't like using poisons that much because we do have quite a few large birds around, particularly King's Park. And I've seen them. I've been driving home and I've seen a bird come down, pick up a kitten in its paws, fly away to take it back to its nest. And that's when you're in the middle of a David Attenborough film and you're like, whose side am I on? Am I on the rabbit side or am I on the nest side with the babies? And so, you know, it is nature at its fullest. But you do have to manage it.
And in terms of just managing it now, are you getting air guns, shooters?
So one of the strategies that we all contemplate, depending on where we are and what's happening, is the use of contractors who do use air guns, and they do it with a thermal imaging. But we can't use it all the time. Obviously, you've got to pick the areas and the high traffic, high volume where people are, you can't. A couple of times we've tried to give it a go and the weather's been bad or there have been people, so we withdraw. But it's actually quite a humane way, because what you want to do is control it, but in a humane way.
Yeah, it's really hard to manage. And I know Australia in the past, like, we have suffered under those rabbit populations.
Yeah.
And until, you know, the CSIRO did their incredible research on Mixo, a terrible way to die. But the population of rabbits, you just have to go and do a tour around the National Museum of Australia to see the devastation they cause. So managing the numbers, it's no small task.
Absolutely.